Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU. Andy, we may be going at it here. Might be some fisticuffs in the studio over this one.
What's this? What's going on?
We have a new poll up on the Andy Summers Show page at 92.5XTU.com.
Oh, yeah.
And it has to do with what we just put up here in the studio a few days ago.
Yes.
Christmas trees.
Faux Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm. So the poll is pretty simple. It's just real or fake Christmas tree. That's it. Cast your vote.
So we all voted. Where do we stand now?
We currently stand at a 50-50 tie.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is going to be a close one?
I hope not. I don't know why everyone wouldn't just vote for what I voted for, which is the real tree. But you guys all, you messed up the Thanksgiving sides, you know, the sidesgiving that we did by not voting for mac and cheese.
Listen, here's the deal. I think you were totally wrong on the sidesgiving thing. But I have to say, as much as I am in favor of real Christmas trees, I'm not in favor of a real Christmas tree in my house.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah.
I've had too many friends who have had critters come out of those trees.
That's true.
And bugs and spiders. Praying mantises.
So it's all about the little creatures. Because for me, growing up with, the smell is fantastic.
Yeah.
The problem was,
oh my gosh, I know.
You know, if you leave it up, like, it seems like an hour too long. All the needles just fall off, and they're all over the floor. And if you put it in a carpeted room, that's
right.
A pain. Yeah.
Well, and here's the deal, too. Christmas tree farms are saying that they are so busy so early in the season. And I'm like, what are you people doing buying your Christmas tree so early? They're not easy to maintain without burning your house down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they can't. You can't allow them to get dry when you have lights on them.
True.
They will burn up. It's a very, I am not responsible enough for a live Christmas tree.
How long have you gone with a fake tree?
My whole adult life.
As a kid?
No, adult life.
Oh, adult life. Okay,
right.
Sorry.
So, yeah. So we always had a real tree when I was young because I grew up with very responsible parents. My dad was a Marine, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was a project. We would go out and buy the tree. We'd all pick out the tree. He would bring it home. Shake it a lot, leave it on the back porch
just to
for
make
a couple
sure
of days.
He got everything out of it. Yeah,
shake it again, and then he would bring it in the house. And we wouldn't just put it in the tree stand with the water and stuff. He would actually even wire it to
wall
so that if something went wonky, it still wasn't going to fall down and make a total mess. And I'm sure probably something horrible happened before I was born, which is why he knew to do that.
Yeah. So if you'd like to cast your vote again. Real tree is the way to go. But, you know, do what you want to do. It's on the Andy Summers Show page over at 92.5XTU.com. Happy voting.
If you run on coffee and Philly's country in the morning, you're in the right place. You're checking out my favorite morning show.
The Andy Summers Show.
On 92.5XTU.
Thanks for starting off your Friday morning with the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5XTU. We're talking about Christmas trees. We have an update on the poll. Andy, some more votes have flown in. I'm getting a little closer. Me and my real tree peeps.
Oh, yeah?
We've closed the gap by 8%. So it's now fake tree still up 54% to 46%.
Well, I mean, that's almost half and half, though.
We're getting
right?
there. So, yeah. So cast your vote on the Andy Summers Show page at 92.5XTU.com.
Yeah, and I feel like real tree lovers are coming out of the woodwork right now.
Right.
So to speak.
Oh,
because we're getting a lot of text messages. Real Christmas tree. Real tree, always. Never get a fake tree. Always real tree. And then Sue says, I love a real tree. I cut one down every year and so far no critters. Hope you didn't jinx me this year. Sorry, Sue. I hope I
Oops.
Didn't.
Yeah, speaking of which, because I know that is your horror story, right? You bring in a real tree, like the story you had before about a spider sack or something like that.
It just sounds awful.
I just saw this this morning in the news. In Australia, a woman got a fresh real Christmas tree, put it up, decorated it in her house, and then left. I don't know, whatever to do in Australia. She went to go
Christmas
visit
shopping or something.
Yeah, get Keith Urban a present. She came back to her house, and there was a koala climbing through the tree.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if they don't have doors or windows in Australia, but somebody from the rescue, so she called the rescue, and they came and took the koala. But they said koalas are very curious creatures, and if the opportunity presents itself, they will investigate.
I didn't realize that they just are roaming around willy-nilly like that in Australia.
Are they like the Australian squirrel or something?
They
they're
must
just
be.
Kind of?
They must. They're much cuter, though, aren't they? I mean, I don't know. Squirrels can be cute if they didn't seem like just little rodents.
See, so how about that? As much as you'd be terrified of a critter in your tree, imagine you come home.
And there's a bear in it.
Well, it's.
Wake up. The Andy Summers Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m. Every morning. 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.